With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 22nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I'm doing well. It is a rare weekday sighting for me, so everyone should be as excited as I am.
Yes, everyone is excited as you are, I think. I can sense the excitement of the chat that is just now realizing that we are live, because it usually takes a little while.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, we are in fact live here on YouTube and Twitch and Periscope and places. You can always, as always, chat with us on the YouTube chat or the Twitch chat. I think that comes through. I think that they should all come through, but I don't know if it works. If you really care about the chatting, the YouTube is the guaranteed place. But you're free to watch anywhere, because that's the beauty of internet things.
Yeah, this is a democracy. You can watch wherever you want, but you should definitely be in the YouTube chat if you want us to definitely see it.
Yes, I will say Twitch is my favorite. Those of you that are Twitch people and go to my Twitch as well are my favorites.
A little self-promotion in there. Perfect.
We are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the live feeds for Big Brother 20. And there was some stuff that went down. It's obviously, we're still kind of just waiting for Scotty to go here and for the next cycle of gameplay to start. But there's still a lot of planning for the future and some more Tangela progression as well.
Yes, always so exciting, the Tangela progression. And honestly, normally it's really boring when it's kind of a done deal and they're just looking to next week. But I feel like this has been at least a little interesting. So it's not the worst.
These people are just interesting. Even when they're not like hardcore gaming, they're still trying to position themselves within the next week. And there's still JC, you know, being angry, and it's, you know, they're keeping things from Brett, and Sam is giving up smoking, and Fessy's like, oh, I'm playing such a good game. Lots of good stuff going on.
Did you see the picture of Jay, or when JC was wearing like the I Granny shirt, but he had like changed the letters on it?
Yes.
It just says I Angry.
Yes. It's so my good. Favorite thing.
I want that shirt.
Yes. All right. So we start the day. Sam lets Casey know she's going to give away all of her cigarettes. She's going to quit smoking. They're going to give her a patch. She's going to put them in the storage room. She's going to have production take them away. And Casey's very proud of her. Everyone's going to be very proud of her. This is the kind of thing where, like, if Sam made it to the final two and then like people were really pissed off at the person she was sitting next to, they'd be like, you know, she went through a personal journey this season. She gave up smoking. Like, they might just forget about all that other stuff.
See, here's the thing. I cannot imagine a worse place in the world to quit smoking cigarettes. I don't know if you've ever been around someone who's quitting smoking, but basically they are full of rage and anger. And Sam has already shown that she has such a chance of anger inside of her that I'm very concerned about what is going to happen if she actually is quitting smoking, especially like day three rolls around. She may actually stomp a mud hole.
Yeah.
Like, It's not good.
It's possible. It's possible. So this is what Sam's going to do. And we'll see what the effects are going to be. She did not need any more things to contribute to any sort of poor mental state.
Yeah, I'm not going to recommend smoking to anyone, but I think she might need the nicotine just a little while longer just to stay calm.
All right. So we got Tyler and Angela talking. They're trying to plan for next week. They don't want to be the ones to have to go back on their word to Fessy and Haley. So they'd love for Brett to win. This is nothing new. But they do think so. If they won HOH, they'd probably put up Sam and Haley. They'd tell both of them they were pawns. And then if one of them won the veto, Fessy would have to go. Tyler also lets Angela know that JC let me know that Sam had approached Brett and him to form some kind of secret Final Three alliance, and Brett hasn't told us about this yet. So that's a little concerning. This is just some precursor stuff to make sure that the rest of level six is okay with with the turning on Brett, if that ever comes to it.
Yeah, and you can tell that that's what's going on because Angela asks, is there a benefit to keeping Brett more separate from the alliance still, keeping that distance? And Tyler's like, no, we should keep that going as long as possible. So there's definitely the disconnect in what he is saying about Brett not coming to them and also wanting to maintain that distance. And Tyler also says he has the entire game mapped out from here. So that's always good to hear, right?
Yes. Talking about the four of them getting to the final four, they're still preaching level six loyalty to say, we are gonna go down to the final four, but maybe because of Brett and his shadiness, we might have to take a shot at him a little bit earlier. He doesn't want Brett to feel left out. He wants to make sure they're including him. The last thing Tyler needs is for Brett to realize that Tyler has swept in and stolen level six from Brett. Because remember, at the beginning of the season, Tyler was the last person approached for the level six alliance. He was the odd man out. He was the one who was playing both sides and who was not very close to the rest of level six. He managed to infiltrate and get Casey on board. He managed to take out the two people that he wasn't very close to, in Rachel and Winston. And then now he's Tangela-ing up. And so he's got full control here, and he wants to make sure Brett does not realize it.
Okay, first of all, Tangela-ing up is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my entire life. Second of all, this is the danger when you purposefully distance yourself as a strategy. A lot of things that start out as kind of an illusion or a strategy become real. It's just like Tyler manifesting his friendship with Scotty. They've also now manifested a real distance here, and it's going to be very tough for Brett to overcome this if he even realizes that it's a real issue.
Yes. And it's strange because, Tyler was the one, he was playing the middle at the start of the game, which kept him safe. Then he kind of consolidated and went to like, now I'm pretending that I just formed this new sort of alliance, which is the alliance I've had all along, which allowed him to hang out with them and really take over that side of the house while Brett played the middle again. But and a lot of people were like, oh, look at Brett taking Tyler's spot. And I think I was one of them, like, that's the spot to be, playing both sides, because then you're safe from both sides. But in actuality, that was probably the perfect time to get back with his own alliance and make sure that he had control over them, because now that his alliance is doing very well, he's in the best spot, and Brett is kind of left on the outside, and that's due to Brett's own work, and really, Brett didn't even benefit that much from his playing both sides, because it only kept him safe for maybe a week or two before he kind of ruined it a little bit. And now Tyler, with his group, is playing both sides, and Brett is the one by himself on an island who's a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah, imagine that. You say you're on an island, and then give it a couple weeks and you will be on an island.
Yeah. So they also talk, Tyler and Angela, about their relationship. Tangela. There's a lot they want to say, But they can't. They're not able to say anything because there's cameras. And Angela points, you know, there's a camera like on their bed nonstop. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. And Tyler's like, how's your heart? And she's like, oh, like that. My icy heart is melting, which like can't relate. But whatever. Here's what I wrote. Gross, cute, mushy talk, heart melting, etc. That is what my notes say.
Like, yes. Ew. I saw people in the chat were like, does Tangela or Tangela, I still don't know how to pronounce the Pokemon's name. But yes, does the Pokemon have an evolution? And yes, as Xavier points out, Tangela does evolve into Tangrowth, which is much easier to pronounce.
Well, and that is dangerous. That's so many generations down the road, not an original evolution. So
it's true. I'm definitely not a fan. Anything post original 150, I'm not a fan of.
I can deal with the second generation as well.
They're fine, but it's like that was the start of something worse. You know, it's like Netflix now having quote unquote commercials that they're not calling commercials. It's like maybe they're skippable now. Maybe they're just promos for other Netflix shows. But you know what? It's the start of something terrible and you're going to make it worse. I know it, Netflix. So I'm very against it.
Yeah, they're just conditioning us for real commercials later on. So
exactly.
Everyone should be afraid.
That was what the second generation was. And that's what this showmance is to Tyler's game as well. This could be the sign of negative things to come. But we'll see. We'll see. I try to tie it back in. I do my best.
No, that was very well done. I'm extremely impressed. You are a professional.
Angela and Haley have a conversation. Angela lets Haley know everyone. She was talking to Tyler. Everyone is on board to target Sam. So don't worry about it. Haley wants Brett to be the pawn next to Sam because, he talks to her a lot. So look at that.
Yeah. And Angela makes a comment that she would rather do damage control later on rather than put up someone that she actually cares about in the game, which like Haley should have alarm bells going off like, excuse me. Oh, she really cares about Brett. Like, what does that mean for me? But of course, she doesn't.
Well,
Why would she?
I think Haley feels reassured by this conversation because Haley's like, right, I'm the one in the alliance. She cares about me. She wouldn't put me up on the block as a pawn.
I just would like to say last time I was here, I was talking about how I really liked Haley and I have become a free agent. I don't like anybody anymore.
On an island.
It's very freeing. I am on an island like Brett and at least I can enjoy the stupidity now rather than being emotionally affected by it. So whatever. Haley's going to Haley. She's not going to realize what's going on and we all just need to accept it.
Okay. So Scotty talks to Tyler. Tyler's going to continue to Tyler really enjoys this sort of plan where he's like, man, if only you hadn't done the thing with Haley and Sam, like maybe we'd have a shot. You know, Sam's probably still pissed at you. You know, Haley's not going to vote for you. You know, you're going to have to pull cats out of the camera.
Sorry.
It looked like just for the audio listeners, Kristen just was holding a cat for a moment, but I didn't see the head. It just looked like a pelt. It was very strange.
I do not want that narrative out there. Steffi just doesn't like being held, so you have to go quick before she attacks you.
Well, Tyler says, I'm not sure, like, Sam must be so mad at you. Scotty says, no, actually, Sam forgave me, but don't worry, I have no hopes and aspirations of staying in this game. This is not going to work out for me. Scotty thinks this is all Fessy's master plan, and he will be going after Fessy if he stays in this house.
Yeah, Fessy, the secret genius, has been the one flipping votes all along. He always planned to put Scotty on the block and his master plan is coming together. So obviously that is the reality of the situation.
Yes. And that's just the way things go for Scotty. When you've got a secret genius like Fessy against you, you know, plotting against you, there's really nothing you can do. He's like a force of nature.
Yeah, it's so difficult to plan around such intelligent people like Fessel.
Yeah, and Fessy is, he's in fact going to talk about how great he's playing with Haley. Haley lets Fessy know everyone's targeting Sam next. Don't worry, we're good. Everyone is targeting, the whole house is targeting Sam. Poor Haley does not realize the whole house is targeting her.
Yeah. Yikes.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, and Fessy's like, how's your relationship with Sam? And she's like, oh, I'm not really working on it. It doesn't really matter. He's like, yeah, she's going next week anyways. It's like, you are literally locked in a house playing a social game, and you're going to say a relationship doesn't matter. Even if Sam is going next, you want her to feel good about you leaving. Like, why don't these people just talk to each other? It's so frustrating.
And Fessy is so proud of himself. He's like, see, this is why I didn't put Sam on the block. Now everyone's going to come after her.
Fessy's like, who'd have thought I'd be good at this? We're really playing this game.
I'm so good at this game.
Yes, and that's why nothing has gone your way. Are you kidding me?
Fessy's really riding high right now. He really feels like, man, who knew? The game is so easy when you're HOH and controlling everything and safe.
It's so good. And he's like, I don't think I'm sketchy. I'm doing such a good job. And Haley's like, well, like, you haven't really left the room today. And he's like, it's fine. I don't have to leave the room because I know everyone's targeting Sam.
It's good. It's good that I don't leave, because it's like I say one thing and then I'm like only in the room and everyone knows I'm just like a straight up guy.
Nothing is more straight up than evicting one of two people who celebrated with you when you won HOH. It's not sketchy at all.
Oh, man. Fessy. So Tyler, Angela, and Casey talk. Tyler and Angela basically repeat their conversation from before, but with Casey present. Plan for the double eviction. If there's a double eviction, is Haley and Sam go up? They do decide we are going to be voting out Haley over Sam because she is unfortunately the bigger threat in that pair of people. She's more capable of winning competitions. Casey says she's a super fan. She's a super fan. She's going to win these mental comps.
Yeah, Haley is so dangerous because she is such a super fan and she has so much game knowledge, and she will definitely win these HOHs. Okay.
I love Casey calling Haley, who is probably only watched a couple seasons, a super fan in front of Tyler, who she thinks has only watched a couple seasons, but it is in actuality a super fan.
It was, oh my God. Was it yesterday too when they were talking, like triple evictions came up and Tyler was like, had to pretend he didn't know what it was?
Is that even a thing?
What? Oh, how what does even that work? Is that? How would that happen? Like, oh my God.
Oh man. Fun stuff.
Talking about secret geniuses, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So if one of them wins veto, of course, Fessy will go up. And Tyler also brings up the fact, hey, Brett didn't tell us about this whole Sam deal. Casey's like, well, what if JC made that up? He's like, I don't think so. I don't think he did.
Tyler's like, shh, don't say that. I'm trying to plant seeds here.
Yes. And Tyler says, you know, again, we don't want to make Brett feel isolated. We don't want to make him feel left out. All three of us have made deals with Fessy at this point. Probably shouldn't tell Brett about those, because then he'll be like, well, that leaves me by myself. So let's just keep that on the DL here. Let's not say anything about that.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's just working. I don't, who even knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? She is trying me today.
There's a cat that was bathed in sunlight behind Kristen. So then Tyler talks with Angela again, really trying to train the Pokemon so that it evolves. She makes the game hard for him. She's just walking around being all perfect. There's cameras
so
and there's people.
Perfect. Yeah, and it made JC break up with him. So it's a real problem.
She's going to make JC break up with him. It's true. Literally, as this conversation was happening, JC is going to Brett like, I've got your back, Brett. Like, and I'm like, uh-oh. JC's mad.
Yikes. Yeah, he angry. His shirt even is telling you.
He puts on the grandma shirt. He rearranges the letters. It says, "I angry." You need to see the picture of this. I would try to find it myself, but I probably wouldn't be able to.
I know Hamster Watch tweeted it out.
Okay, so I'll look for that and I'll try to get it up on the screen for you guys. But it's pretty funny. So yes, they talk some more, but the point is, it's mostly just more flirting and stuff. But people, again, especially JC, are going to see this this flirting going on, and JC is not going to be happy about it.
Yeah, JC, it's becoming clearer and clearer that he really is working most closely with Tyler, and so him getting into a showmance is definitely not ideal for JC. But here's the thing. When a showmance starts this late in the season, is it really a showmance, or is it just Stockholm Syndrome? Like, I'm really not convinced. when it takes this long to come together, like...
Well, see, I was wondering, I thought you might go the other direction, where it's like, if it takes this long to happen, does that mean it's more real? Because, like, it's actually, like, feelings have actually developed over the course of time, as opposed to just like, hey, I'm attracted to you, let's do things.
Whoa. Yeah, that's also possible. Ugh. Maybe every relationship in Big Brother is just Stockholm Syndrome. I don't know.
It's definitely possible. So then we're going to get Sam talk. Sam is going to go around asking people what's going on with the vote. What's happening with the vote? She asks Tyler. He says, I think it's going to be unanimous that Scotty's going to get voted out. She asks JC. JC tells her the same thing. It seems like Sam is going to vote with them, but she was being weird during the day. Like, don't be telling me to vote for Casey, because I'm not going to.
Well, and here's the thing. Thursday is going to be like, did she give her cigarettes yesterday or today? Because if she gave them yesterday, tomorrow's going to be day three of that quitting smoking scheme, and it could have a huge impact on this game.
It's very, very true. Very true. So you got to watch out. We got to watch out for the Sam vote. All right. So here we go. This is JC in the I Angry sweater. If you are watching the video version of this podcast, it is in this sweater that he is going to go and confront Tyler about his canoodling session with Angela. He's pissed. He's angry. He's I angry at Tyler.
Is that the new app from the app store?
Yes. Yes. Don't give it bad reviews. Yeah. So he goes, you cannot be in a showmance. You cannot be in a showmance with Angela. How am I supposed to? I've been protecting you this whole game. It's so hard to protect you, Tyler. How am I supposed to protect you if you're in a showmance? People are talking about it. Haley and Fessy are talking about it. It's going to put a big target on your back. You're going to screw everything up, Tyler.
Yeah, you're ruining this. You're making it more complicated than it has to be. I'm really worried that Haley and Fessy will target you because of this. And Tyler's like, you're overthinking it. I'm focused on the game. Like, it's not a thing.
Yes. He says, I promise there's nothing there. I've got my head in the game. I think Angela likes Brett anyway. She likes Brett. I mean, yes, I like her a little bit, but only because there's nobody else in this house. I'm totally focused on the game. You do not need to worry about this. And JC is, he's not particularly convinced, but he does like hearing the Angela likes Brett theory, because that's been his theory all along.
Yes. And so then he kind of pushes back on that, like, yeah, I really think Angela likes Brett, like trying to push why can't I think of words, just trying to break up the whole Tangela situation with whatever bit of influence he has.
Yes. Tyler says, besides, it's good that people think that I'm close with Angela, because then they'll put me and Angela up on the block instead of me and you up on the block. Fessy and Haley, they expect me to be a pair with Angela. That's why they're pitching to me and Angela. It's going to be fine. I promise. My head is in the game. I am not going to screw this up. I'm not that dumb. I'm smart. I promise.
I'm a brainer.
Yes. It's at this point that Tyler realizes what JC's sweater says. He starts laughing.
How could you not? What other response is there to that sweatshirt? Yes.
They also later talk about the plans for next week. JC mentions that it's probably not the best idea for him to win HOH. He doesn't really need it, but he's not going to be selfish. He'll still try to win, because Haley or Sam could still win and that would be bad. So he will try to win the HOH. Don't worry. But he definitely recognizes that it's not necessarily the best idea for him to win.
Yeah, he recognizes it's not beneficial for him, and he still does want to stick to his original plan of taking people out from both sides, even though like both sides aren't really a thing anymore. But I guess he just has to keep sharing that as his strategy. It's the only move he really has right now.
Yes, and he wants to pit Brett and Fessy against each other, and then whichever one stays in the game, it'll be, you know, JC and Tyler versus Brett, or JC and Tyler versus Fessy, and that's going to be the plan that JC is pitching Tyler for the future. I think it's going to be very interesting what JC does moving forward.
Yeah, JC is definitely, I think, the one to watch, because he has shown he's the most willing to make these kind of off the wall moves. He really does have a lot of influence, and he's going to be the one who's going to do something crazy that's going to shake things up from here, I think. I know it was Andy Heron tweeted yesterday, there's a reason why CBS doesn't always put a socially intelligent gay person on every season, because most often than not, they're going to do very well.
Yeah.
It adds up.
Yes. So Scotty is going to talk with Haley for a while. They're going to stargaze and have some deep conversations. And eventually Scotty is going to talk about how Fessy is a mastermind and wanted him out all along, and that he has to go after Fessy if he stays in the house. And Haley's like, okay.
Right. It's like, okay, yeah, this is not great. Yeah, Scotty says that this must have been Fessy's master plan all along, because he did everything that Fessy wanted and he still ended up on the block. He has no move left but to openly target Fessy and make sure people know that that is his plan moving forward.
Yes. He also asks Haley, did Fessy tell you about the conversation we had? Like, maybe that I was talking about certain feelings. If you remember, Scotty confessed to Fessy. He confessed that he's fallen for Haley and that he's never had that happen to him before. Fessy did not tell Haley about this, but I think.
Obviously not.
Yeah. But I don't think it was I don't think he intentionally didn't tell her about it. I think they already kind of assumed. So he didn't think it would be like revelatory or anything. Haley says no, though. So she's like, well, now I've got to ask him about it. And Scotty's like, oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, just a little bit more evidence that he's a little bit more inexperienced in that regard, that he thought that conversation was going to go anyway other than poorly for him.
Yeah. I think this might be a situation where, like, he told Fessy and he was kind of hoping that Fessy would tell Haley so that he wouldn't have to tell Haley himself, and then Haley would know that he has feelings for her now and that he wouldn't have to do the embarrassing conversation himself. And that's why he asked her, did he say anything? Oh, no, oh no, God. No, don't ask him about it.
So uncomfortable. Ugh. And it's like, what does he think is going to happen? Does he think Haley's just gonna be like, oh, actually, I've secretly been in love with you too this whole time. I've been wasting time with Fessy and now I want to be with you. Well, it doesn't even matter, because she wouldn't be able to scrape together the votes to keep Scotty even if she wanted to. Like,
yeah, it's sad, sad stuff.
It's so cringy. Like, it's like a punch to the stomach every time this comes up.
Mm. Tyler is going to go to Casey after his conversation with JC. And he's like, Tyler recognizing, okay, this is kind of getting out of hand. I need to make sure I have this all under control. He asks Casey, have you seen anyone talk about, you know, me and Angela? JC is saying that people are talking about it. She's like, a little bit. I people can see, I think. I can see you have a little bit of feelings for her. And he's like, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, it's not true. I don't.
She's like, it's fine. Look, I'm close to Angela too, but I would choose you over her. And so like, I understand. He's like, yes, exactly. I would absolutely choose you over Angela.
Yeah. He's like, you're my best friend and I wouldn't pick anybody over you. There's no circumstance where I would pick somebody else. I would rather lose the game than betray you.
Yes, he's really, really going hard. And he's honestly selling this so hard. I think he might be telling the truth to Casey. I think he's always seen Casey as his final two sort of partner slash goat. Earlier on in the season, it felt like that might be a mistake because she was so well socially connected. But now that she's seen as an easy pawn, a lot of people see her as somebody who's just kind of floating in the game. Maybe this is the person he does actually plan on taking. I have to imagine that Tyler would love for the final three to be him, Casey, and Angela. And then he knows that both Casey and Angela would choose him. And then he's got, you know, he just gets to pick whichever one he feels like he has a better shot at winning against.
Yeah, that would definitely be his best move. And again, obviously, it's better to have Casey at this point because she is perceived differently now than she was before. But I also think that the strong bond between Tyler and Casey, it goes back to just how calming she is. Like, it's so valuable to have someone that you can talk to where you just feel that calm and she doesn't have like that nervous energy.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I think he could also beat Angela in the end. In fact, it might even be easier to beat Angela in the end for him, because I think that he would get game credit for over both Angela and Casey in terms of like people like, wow, he played the game really well. I think in both instances, people probably like him more than the other person. However, if the jury is going to be very bitter, then that's a situation where it's like, well, we're bitter, we want to give it to the person that didn't do anything, like Casey, as opposed to if they're bitter, they'd probably be bitter against Angela more than they would be against Tyler. So it kind of covers more bases if he's up there with Angela.
Yeah. And the thing is there are so many Thaute members on the jury that they probably won't even be bitter properly anyway. So I think Tyler's fine.
Yes. But you never know. And also, people have been talking about it. This, if Tyler does end up in the final two with Angela, it would be the first time in Big Brother US history that a true showmance was in the end together.
I don't care. Like, I'm sorry.
Kirsten is anti-showmance.
There is already proof on the internet. I hate showmances. It's so annoying. I was loving the season because it wasn't really an element. And now that it's a thing, I'm like, ugh, stop, enough. I hate this.
Yes, people, I said true showmance. That does not include Boogie and Erica. Obviously.
Yeah, well, now you've made people angry because obviously Boogie and Erica was a romance to last the ages.
They were truly in love, yeah.
Lovers separated by time and circumstance, obviously.
Yes.
No.
All right. Anything else? Anything else we should talk about, Kirsten?
I think we spent enough time talking about the I Angry sweatshirt, so I am feeling comfortable with where we left this.
All right. If you guys have any questions in the chat, let me know, and we can answer some of those before we start to wrap this up. Of course, tonight we've got the veto episode of Big Brother 20. Should be very fun. Got hopefully a surprise in store for you with the recap. That should be fun as well. Shelly wants to know, with whom do I think Tyler is the most honest? That's an interesting question. I don't think he's completely honest with anyone. So who he's the most honest with really is just like circumstantial, probably. So it's maybe Casey. But you know, actually, because he still hasn't told Casey or Angela about the power. He hasn't told them about being a super fan. He has told Sam about those things, but obviously he hasn't told Sam about level six or any of the other deals that he's made. He's told JC about some things, but not other things. So it's really all over the place. There's no one person that he's been completely honest with.
Yeah. And I think that's just the mark of how good he is, that he's able to keep his story straight with everybody. And the chat is reminding us, I guess we should technically talk that there was a wall shouter yesterday, but I couldn't tell what they were saying. So.
Yeah, I don't know how much of an impact it.
I don't think anyone could understand what they were saying. And I tried going back a few times and I just couldn't hear what they were saying. It was indiscernible.
Yes. Brett and Tyler did talk last night as well. They talked about Sam a little bit. Brett was like, I don't know where Sam's head is at. Like, does she just make pinky promises with everyone? And Tyler's like, yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen such aggressive pinky swearing in years. Like, just no, stop.
So many pinkies.
When I used to work as a residence assistant, I would get residents to pinky promise me that they would shut their party down, and then we'd be like locked, and I'd be like, do you know what happens if you break a pinky promise? And they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, you go straight to hell. And I'd walk away. And it had a 100% success rate, so I kind of understand the strategy.
Yes, Cindy wants to know, should Tyler confide a little in Scotty right before the eviction about what's really been going on? We saw Johnny do this in Big Brother Canada 6 with Ryan, and to very, very good effect. However, I think the answer is probably no, because this house is all about making big speeches in your eviction speech, and I would 100% not put it past Scotty to just blow everything that Tyler told him up in the eviction speech, at the very least. And at worst, I think he would run to Haley with it. Haley, let me help you before I leave. So I think, unfortunately, he should not say anything beforehand. But I do think he should put it in his goodbye message, though he may be cautious about that in case there's a battle back. But I still don't know how that mechanic works, if they're like, you know, well, if there's a battle back, you're not going to show this, right? But you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know how real that is, that they have that much say over their goodbye messages. I don't know that I trust that.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing too with going to Scotty is, he, especially after what he did during the veto ceremony, has proven that he is willing to just throw things out there to try and stay. So it's, I think, too much of a risk. It's not worth it.
Yes. Let's see. Amber wants to know, do we want to see a reset week happen? Pandora's box. You don't think they'll do a reset since they showed BB16 in Sequester. Do we want another twist to happen? My answer is obviously no.
Well, and I think a reset is just boring. Like, a lot of this, like, you can tell this week the updates have been shorter than they've been in previous weeks. And that's because it's a foregone conclusion and everyone's just looking towards the next week. If we go through a reset week, we're just going to have another week. Everyone is strategizing. They think something's going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then probably it will just happen the next week, and it will just be very boring and stale. And we don't want that.
Yeah, I'd rather see the end game not, like, if they need to make it so that you don't speed the end. Honestly, like, let's not do one of those twists, and then let's have it how it was before, where the final three goes down to final two, not on the finale night, but instead, like, you know, the final three person gets evicted a few days before, and then the final two gets a bit of time in the house by themselves. That was fine. We need a twist to avoid, you know, that. They're fine. They're fine.
Yeah, here's a twist. Give us the tape jury questioning back. You've got time.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Come on.
We're kidding.
I actually think if they did that, it might have a bigger impact on the end game anyways, because I could see Tyler choosing to take Angela to final two rather than Casey so that they can have a few days alone.
The cameras possible. Would still be there, though.
Well, they would have a duvet cover or whatever. I don't know. And they wouldn't have to hide their romance.
All right. We're getting questions about Big Brother 8. Summer Stein really influencing the chat here.
Ask Eric about Big Brother 8.
Now Big Brother 16. Wow, really all over the place here. All right. I think that means we should wrap up here. Thank you everyone for joining us again. Make sure you tune in tonight for the recap of tonight's episode. I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the feeds today. And then tomorrow night we'll of course recap the eviction episode of the Big Brother 20. And you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Kirsten is at Kirsten Said What?
Yes, and keep tuned because I did a podcast with the Dom and Colin podcast that'll be coming out this week.
So. Oh my.
Pay attention.
Check out Dom and Colin. Oh, they're doing great work over there at the Dom and Colin Empire. So check out their stuff as well. And find me on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. It's fun stuff. Do it.
Cool.
You'll be my favorite. It happens. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. I will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.